Hello and welcome to episode 296 of Sprekin's a Geek. I'm a very echoey bat.
I'm a pretty echoey hammer. Yeah, I need to do something about this room.
This is our Week in Geek. We are recording in a different area. It's a little echoey. I don't know why, because you've got stuff to absorb.
I think it's because I don't have a carpet down there, yeah. And I took it off because we had to go clean it. Because the cats are dicks.
Right, because we talked about that earlier. And if you out there have cats, you know what we're talking about, where they just decide, I'm puking on this.
Or they're like, oh, I'm going to go pee here.
Yeah, you have tile? That sucks. Here, have this on the couch.
You're like,
dude, the worst is like when you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and you're just like, you can't see, it's pitch black,
yeah.
But you just know where the bathroom is. You're like, oh, God.
And you don't want to do anything at that point. You're like, I'm just acknowledge it's bad. I'm going to keep on going because I don't want to wake up fully.
Yeah, I don't want to turn the lights on. I don't want to disturb, you know, my wife who's sleeping. Like, you guys are assholes. Like, why do you do this? Cats are... But
they're adorable.
Yeah, but yet, they're precious. All right, so we don't have a movie review for you this week, but we, starting next week, is going to start up the summer movie schedule.
I can't believe it's already fucking happening.
We've got Alita, and then How to Train Your Dragon.
I'm so excited.
Well, this week is Lego, and I'm like, eh.
Whatever. Yeah, well, it was last week, actually, wasn't it?
No, it was this week.
It was this week?
Yeah.
Hi, thank you, Sir Dix-a-Lot, for making noises.
Yeah, but we have, I mean, movies are starting to come out now, and what, Captain Marvel's, is it April?
Yes,
or is
because
it March?
No, it's I believe it's April because it's like literally the month before Avengers.
Something
and Avengers is May.
April is Shazam. I know that.
Oh my God, this is gonna suck so bad. I mean, it's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be great, but it's also gonna suck because I'm gonna want to see as many of those loud movies as possible in that Dolby Cinema.
I know, and that's
and I'm gonna have to
not
eat
cheap.
I'm gonna have to eat beforehand because that AMC's.
Or you just, you know, start carrying a MERS and just carry, like, what's this? It's my meatball sub, like, insulator. Yeah.
I saw somebody had, like, a beanie on, and it's way above his head.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, he posted a picture on Twitter. He's like, tell me honestly, if you worked at a movie theater, would you think I had Cool Ranch chips under my head? But, like, I think... I'm gonna have to take Sarah to a bunch of these and smuggle some, at least the AMC ones.
I started taking backpacks sometimes, because I was like, one time I went to go see, I don't even know what it is anymore. I went to saw something in there. I saw Glass.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to pay for snacks at the AMC, but I wanted to see it there.
They're so
like,
expensive, though.
Yeah, just brought
like,
snacks
they're
in.
Way more expensive than Harkins. And Harkins is not cheap, but like,
they are
fucking expensive.
And that's one of the things that always pushed me off of AMC.
Yeah.
Is because of how ungodly expensive they are. I like them better now. I used to avoid them like the plague. But I like them because almost all of their theaters are now like the reserved seating ones. And they have the Dolby one. And after sitting
And it's right by our house.
Oh, dude, yes. I love that.
But so we will be coming back with Alita next week will be our stream or our in-theater review.
I do want to see that in Dolby, too.
Oh, that's the plan, is to see it in Dolby. So.
If so, then we might want to buy our tickets sooner than later.
Well, we need to figure out if it's going to be in that theater and all that jazz.
It better fucking be in it. It's like that one time I really wanted to see...
I wanted to see Bumblebee, and it had Mary Poppins in it. And I was like, the fuck?
I wanted to see Star Trek back in the day. Like, the first one that came out, the first of the reboots that came out. And I wanted to see an IMAX, and the IMAX didn't have it. It had... it was some stupid movie, and I was like, it was basically the Mary Poppins at that time. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
And it's not always the theaters, it's the distributing companies and all that. But you're like, why?
Why?
We are going to get to our streaming review
because I watched it that day after.
A little bit of housekeeping though, we are going to Disneyland this week. Bat and Hammer will actually be there on Monday, so if you happen to see us, say hi. But we are going to Disneyland, so we are not going to have a movie to review for this week.
Yes.
We're going to take that time off because it's going to be really
it's
a time
hectic.
Crunch to try and get movies in. And
Bat will definitely do it. I definitely won't.
I mean,
so we're setting ourselves up for success.
Yeah, I probably definitely will do it. I'll find a way to. But I don't want to have to find a way to.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and bring you our review of Io. It's a Netflix original movie with Anthony Mackie and some girl who sounds like Mia Jovovich a little bit.
And looks, she reminds me of Colby Smulders. She doesn't look like her after watching the entire movie.
She reminds me more of Felicity Jones.
Oh, from Rogue One, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah, but
she definitely does. Okay, no, you're spot on. That's better.
Anyway, Earth is dead. And everybody on the planet has basically evacuated to Saturn's moon Io.
Mm-hmm.
There's some sort of space station actually outside of Io that they can see with a telescope. We won't get into that either.
That's how telescopes work.
And I guess Anthony Mackie stayed behind because
of her father,
maybe.
That's what I got.
But is that why he stayed behind? Like, it's really weird. She stayed behind because she was staying with her father to try and make Earth habitable again for humanity, or to find out if there's some sort of evolutionary chain that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Because basically the atmosphere is full of alcohol.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to oxygen.
I didn't get that far, but I just knew it was bad.
It's bad. I think it's methane alcohol, because that's why the flame would go green and everything.
Oh.
That's why they had the flame on them. Okay. Again, there's a lot to this movie that could have been here, and they were just like, nah. This movie had so much potential, and it turns into kind of a creepy rape movie type thing where she's like, hey man, let me get some of that seed. All right, later, dude. We're like, there's so much potential here.
Yeah.
And again, they just don't go over stuff, and things and scenes that seem to be important, they just kind of brush them off, like, don't worry about that. But they really were focusing on, and I kind of wish I knew Greek mythology more. They were really focusing on the Greek mythology, and I'm like, okay.
Because he was a teacher, right? Anthony Mackie was, or something?
Anthony Mackie was a teacher, but there's also, what was it? Zeus would have pretended to be a swan to impregnate one of the billions of women that Zeus impregnated.
Yeah.
But the child was a mutation, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is what the story of this is. But at some point, after Anthony Mack, or at some point, I can't remember her name.
I can't either.
Decides she's going to take off her mask because
she thinks
reasons.
That, yeah,
she had a dream, but so, like, she's a scientist.
I don't even know. I think,
and I understand she was doing experiments on herself, but like, there's no showing of getting to the point of like, you're doing experiments to see if this works. And I know the bee was supposed to be like a, hey,
it can happen kind of thing.
Mutations happen, rarities happen, but like, why would she? It was just.
Yeah. So, if you want to go the short way of it, it's a Netflix original. Yeah. Which means it's a Netflix original, and it's.
They spend all their money on Anthony Mackie?
And I love Anthony Mackie. I know you love Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
But I don't even know. Like, it's funny. Like, you describing it again there, and I was like, oh, there was potential. But while I was watching, I was bored.
Oh, yeah. I was totally bored.
I was really bored. Yeah. And I was kind of, I love dystopian things. I know you do, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I really think that's a neat idea. Plus, especially because I'm like, hey, that could totally happen.
Yeah.
Probably will. But I don't know. I just, it felt really flat. There was no, to your point, I didn't know if we were supposed to pay attention to them escaping, them, the mutations, the relationship, which was totally fucking weird. And the only thing I can think of explanation is that she had been on alone by herself, literally with a pen pal for a year, which is probably why she's awkward. And I don't even think she's necessarily a scientist. Did they ever actually say it? Because I know she's the daughter of a famous scientist.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that's,
so maybe that's where the flaws come from, her judgments and stuff like that. That's where I got. I couldn't remember if they actually confirmed that she was like an actual scientist or.
I don't think they
maybe they did, and I just
maybe they did.
I lost my attention too. there was some cool ideas, and I loved the idea about the whole thing about Io and stuff like that, but it just, again, I got bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it all in one sitting. I watched it after we recorded, and I kept on getting distracted. I completely missed the whole Zeus myth thing, and I was not doing shit but watching the damn movie and folding laundry. That's sad.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those, I mean, every time that Netflix, I need them to make something where I'm like back on board with Netflix movies, because every time I watch a Netflix movie, I was like, okay,
mm-hmm.
but like, I kind of feel like, you know how HBO and Showtime would make their own like smack movies?
Oh, porn movies.
Yeah.
I know TK loved them.
Right, but like, I kind of feel like that's what this is, where you're like, well,
why not go for the real thing?
Right, like, I mean, I guess it's there, but like, you got just a little bit more you can give me here.
Well, the sad part is that Netflix does really good on their TV shows for the most part. Like, they have much better, in my opinion, they have much higher success rates with their TV shows. Mm-hmm. And they're not all perfect, but their TV shows are much better than their movies. So maybe they should transplant some of that talent back over.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they're farming it out so hard.
That's what I think. They're just trying to have movies available when all of these movie companies pull their stuff.
Well, because they're raising their rates by another buck or something.
They are raising their rates again, and it's close. Where I'm like, do I need Netflix?
I was reading an article, and I hate it when they started off with millennials and cord cutters, because I'm like, oh god, damn it! But all it is just saying that, you know, it's getting back to that point where you're gonna have so many subscription services that it's gonna be back to the same way as it was before.
Yeah, oh, well,
it's just packaged different. Yeah,
we talked about that before.
And you have to ask yourself, worth-wise, is it really worth it?
Well, that's like, I don't know. I'm watching less Netflix than I did.
Yeah.
Because there's not much on there. If you're not looking for Netflix material.
Yeah.
You're not finding as much.
No, I spend a good portion of our time on Amazon Prime and Hulu.
Yeah, if I'm watching TV, we tend to go to Hulu more than anything else.
Yeah.
And I know Disney's going to be coming up, and I'm going to have to get that because it's going to have the stupid Star Wars series. And
I mean, I'm going to wait on it until they have some stuff, because I don't think I need to be there at front. But
I mean, they're going to have stuff right from the get-go, because you're going to have all your classic animated stuff and your TV shows.
I just don't want to pay for another service.
I know. Maybe they'll do $5.99, and I'm like, I can do that.
I don't think it's Disney. Disney does premium always. Right,
it'll be $25.99.
Probably. And then you have to have a fast pass to be able to download and not get buffering.
Right, yeah.
And you're like, no.
Yeah. All right, so again, I say skip.
I gave it a thumbs down.
Yeah, I said too.
Skip it.
I was like, man, why did okay. So again, we're going to take this week off from streaming movies, but we are going to get to a couple topics for Nerd News. First thing we're going to talk about is, do you have a Switch?
Yep.
Do you want to play Xbox Live games on your Switch?
What?
Because Xbox Live is available on Nintendo Switch. And I'm wondering, like, what?
Dude, I heard this story and I'm like, come again? The way I heard it is that you can play Switch games but earn Xbox achievements. Then I also heard you can play Xbox Live games on the Switch. I don't know what it is, and I don't.
Yeah,
I am so confused.
You could maybe play the arcade games? Because I don't. They don't have a remote play option currently.
Yeah.
What? This is such a weird handshake.
But it's a handshake that's not happening between Sony and anybody, because Sony is very anti-cross-platform stuff. So maybe it's almost in a way of, like, you have the second and third place winners going, like, you want to bang?
Yeah, but, like, it just seems so weird, because I don't see anything Nintendo on Microsoft yet, and now maybe they add stuff.
Maybe they do.
Because I know we're getting Dr. Mario on phones.
Yeah. Well, and they have, like, because they've done Mario Run, mm-hmm. Dr. Mario is another one. I think they have Mario Kart Tour, which is supposed to come out on, and that's going to be mobile as well.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is is that maybe it's more Nintendo leveraging a system that does it better, because they don't have achievements for Nintendo.
Which is weird.
They don't have an integrated chat feature. They have to use this weird fucking thing with the phone.
Yeah.
So, and they don't really have a great party infrastructure. So what if it's Nintendo licensing it out, Microsoft's like backbone for that kind of stuff? Because Microsoft honestly does have a really good have a better store infrastructure than Sony does.
Oh yeah. No, you download Xbox faster. Live is amazing.
So that's what I was like, you know, what I'd want it to be is something like that. But I don't understand. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. When I saw this, I was like, what? Like, yep. What Twilight Zone world did I wake up in?
What?
What?
I was just so confused. I don't get it. I think it's... I'm curious as all fuck.
I'm curious because I want to know...
You want to know more?
What's happening? Like, can I play? I mean, right now I don't have a Switch, but can I play...
If you can do it like
Xbox games on my Switch. A la
Vita almost?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be so down. Like, I have all three. I know you don't have a Switch, but I'm like, and you really don't have an Xbox because you don't play here.
No.
But, like, if I could have that kind of thing of doing the remote play with Switch and Xbox, or there's some weird parity between the two, I don't know how it would work, but I am super fucking curious.
I'm curious. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know if they do either, and I bet you it's one of those things where, like, oh, why did you send that out? It wasn't supposed to go out yet.
No, it's beta.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Microsoft, they had what was one of my favorite commercials of the Super Bowl.
And I just saw it, and yeah.
It was their adaptive controller, which is basically made for people with disabilities or whatever. So there's a few people that have, like, one arm.
Yeah.
Or...
have issues holding a controller, like
holding that big massive controller.
Yeah.
So it's just a commercial of their adaptive controllers and everybody kind of playing with their adaptive controllers, and they're like, hey, I can actually play games with my friends now.
Dude, it made me tear up.
It's super sweet and it's super awesome, and the adaptive controller is adaptive, obviously. and it's just nice to... They're like, hey, let's figure out a way to let other people play.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if other companies are going to get on that, or is it just going to be a Microsoft thing? Because, like, it really is a very small, niche group of people.
Yeah.
But, like, it's super awesome that they realize that there are people that want to play their stuff. And they're like, and, you know, I wonder, do they take a loss on some of the stuff? And they're just like, whatever, we don't care.
Yeah.
Because those controllers don't look cheap.
No, and like I was telling you, like we were looking at it, because you made a very good joke. But I was like, I'm really curious about the controllers, because I really do want to see, you're like, I don't think they'd work for you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. But I'm like, I really just want to see more of it, because you mentioned there's one point where a person has foot pads and another person doesn't. One person has almost like a nunchuck-like controller and something like another doesn't. I actually really want to see, like, the logistics of it and how modular it is. Hi, dick face.
Still playing with that hair tie.
Oh, dude, it's his crack cocaine. Like, she'll leave one right here on the table, and he just pops his head up like Kilroy going, hey, you want that?
You gonna do something with that?
Mm-hmm. But it looks really neat, and also the controller, or the commercial is really fucking adorable.
Yeah, no, it's super sweet.
Super sweet. Super sweet.
We're getting a little bit of news finally on backwards compatibility in Sony. It looks like they are... patenting backwards compatibility for the PS5 to play any old PlayStation game.
That I thought it, like, originally when I read it, I thought it only did PS4, PS2, but I mean, yeah, that they said mentioned even PS Vita, and I'm like, you're actually paying attention to Vita?
But I don't, like, what the huh?
Yeah.
So it seems like when we talked about the expansion of the cloud storage, it seems like you may have to buy some of these games again.
Maybe. Yeah.
And it'll run on an emulator on the PS5. But now I'm like, man, should I go activate my PS Plus PlayStation 3 games if I can play them on PS5? But then I'm like...
Yeah. Will you really go? Yeah, that's the point. Is like,
I'll be playing PS5 games. Like, I highly doubt I'll be going back to PS4 games because, like, why go back? You can go forward. I mean, I might.
I don't know why, but it made me think of Mario.
I might do, you know, like Horizon or Last of Us because those are just like
classics.
Benchmark games for me. I still play Last of Us and I'm like, dude, this game is so fucking good.
I mean, I played it again last year and I was like, God damn, it's gorgeous. I've also played the Left Behind part, which I didn't play. It was so much better than the movie. I don't know. It's cool that they're doing it, and I love backwards compatibility, the idea of it.
Yeah.
But taking Kingdom Hearts as an example, I bought those games for PS4, and I bought them when I first bought my PS4, and I just started playing them now because playing older games is harder because we're used to things now that are not always retroactively available.
Well, the camera doesn't fight you.
Yep. And honestly, like for someone like me, who honestly, I just kind of want to speed run through games. I just want to play through. I'm not playing for achievements. Like, give me a freaking super easy mode, like with Final Fantasy. Like,
right.
You can go unlimited things. It doesn't matter. You can burn through the game faster.
No, it doesn't matter if you. I mean,
you're just experiencing.
I understand
it.
The argument of, you know, it cheapens the trophies or whatever, but like sometimes you just want to play the game for the story.
Yep.
And
or the experience.
Yeah. And so, but like. Are they? I mean, is it going to be an emulator that they're going to pop into this thing?
I don't know, because I'm really curious about that too. Because they talked about how they've done PS1 classics and PS2 classics, and for the PS2 ones, they've even some of them went back and added trophies on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been so haphazard. What, like, the love they do give and the love they don't give? Like on the PlayStation 1s, they're just, that's them. They're like, here you go. For PlayStation 2s, we're like, sometimes we'll add trophies when we feel like it.
Well, I mean, they did add trophies for 7 and 9.
Yeah, but they had to re-release them.
But that was Square that did it.
Yeah. So
obviously.
You know, like, Jared Petty always was talking about, like, he's super loves, like, a lot of older games and all like that, but he always talks about, like, the crash of archiving games, like, archival-wise. I'm really excited about it, because that means they'll be more available and persistent. But playing them, I don't know if I really care about that part.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, it's a benefit when the system first comes out of, like, we've got a bunch of crap, but you can play your old stuff on it
while
we're developing new games.
Beta tester!
Yeah, exactly. And because, like, I mean, I bought my PS4 probably a year after it launched.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't feel that I missed out on anything. Maybe rest mode. Rest mode's fucking amazing.
Fucking love. And I forget about it when I play my Xbox. Like, I forget. I'm like, oh. I'm like, I miss you so desperately.
Yeah, but, like, people want backwards compatibility. It's the number one thing that they want out of their new console. And I'm like...
But I think they even did with the Xbox One, they actually talked about how many of those games are actually playing, and it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
So you're essentially building...
Because it's one of those, I want this! And when you have it, you're like, well, I don't really want it. Mm-hmm. I just want to be angry that I don't have it.
It's very appropriate. Change! Don't change too much!
Right.
You're like, son of a bitch.
And I know we talked about Super Bowl a little bit, but we're going to talk about it again. We got a new Avengers trailer.
Yep.
Which is a real teaser. Doesn't show anything, thank goodness.
So I know I'm probably in the minority. I would have loved that to be the first and only thing I saw.
Sure.
Because it showed nothing.
When I posted a still of... There's a still of Cap, Banner, Widow, and...
Falcon.
Rhodey.
Yeah.
And... There's a gap between Rhodey and Hulk. Like,
okay.
if as a director, you're not framing this, because there's a huge gap between Hulk and Rhodey. So somebody's standing there.
Yeah, it's probably like Captain Marvel.
And it's probably Captain Marvel being edited out, you know, kind of like they did with Hulk at the Infinity War trailer, where he's in the battle scene and it's actually just him in the
suit.
In the suit. And so I'd posted that on our bra page, and I was like, hey, who do you think is missing? And people were... And one person was like, I wish I'd seen more. I wasn't happy with this. And I'm like,
I saw that, like, someone's like, I want to see actual story, and I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, why? Do you not know if you're going to see this movie? Like, you're still on the fence if you're going to see this movie or not?
They're Avengers, and it's going to be their last game. Oh, and their end game. I'm sorry. Yeah,
like, but you know you're going to see this movie. Why would you? And
but that also plays to the point of, like, obviously those story trailers that we detest so much are not meant for us, or probably meant for an audience like those people.
But, like, but it's somebody that's going to see the movie.
Yeah,
but so they it's not really even meant for that. Because, like, I was talking to the head of our life mate. I was like, well, you know, we're going to get this trailer. Like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, the Russo said that it's not going to be anything, no, no, no. And I'm like, I will never trust them again after Age of Ultron, where I had no reason to see Age of Ultron in the theater.
Yeah.
There was nothing that they showed in the movie that I didn't see in the trailer, save for Quicksilver.
And the Thor hammer. That was the one thing we didn't see as well.
Thor hammer.
When they picked up the Thor hammer.
Oh, yeah.
They did, and
yeah.
We're like,
but
oh,
we saw it a week later.
Yeah, we did.
So, like, they ruined Age of Ultron so much that I am always apprehensive of the next trailer. That, like, they may have learned their lesson, but do they really learn their lesson? And then all of a sudden they come out and they're just like, here you go, here's everything.
I mean, it wasn't the Russos that did that one. That
no.
Was, that
no.
Was, like, Marvel itself. But, yeah, I get it.
They didn't even do the movie.
Yeah.
But I still am trepidatious.
Call back!
Yeah. That they won't learn their lesson fully.
Yeah. Like, they can't. It's a person who's too proud of, like,
too big.
What?
Ain't too proud to beg.
No, that's not they're not too proud to beg. They're just like, look at my... They're that friend, that douchey friend that you're like, I love hanging out with you because you got a bunch of cool new toys. You tell some awesome stories. But you always tell me about everything before. They're like, look at this car and let me tell you about all the features. They're like, oh, dude, I just want to ride the car. Just give me a ride. Come on.
Jump on it. But yeah, like, I don't want any more trailers. And I know we're not going to get any more, luckily. Well, Captain Marvel comes out before. I'm hoping they just play this one again in front of Captain Marvel.
I would. They won't play this one at the bare least, though, because they would not. They have to play a full trailer before a movie.
Play the other one.
Yeah, that's fine. I really don't.
You know what? Play the other one and this one together.
Great, fine.
Just edit them together. Yeah.
I like this as someone who wants to see minimal stuff. I would be happy with that because it doesn't show me anything. Mind you, the other trailer I felt like still showed pretty minimal stuff.
It did show minimal.
Like, yes. I could dig into it.
Yes.
I'm not, which is fine. I just... Please tell me you'll learn your lesson. Come on.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question. It was a fantastic question brought to us by Hammer.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember what it was. Someone was I couldn't remember what inspired it.
You don't remember what it was?
No. I wanted to ask, like, what was your favorite TV show, Dad? I was watching some show or something like that. It made me think about it. I was like, oh, yeah, TV show. obviously, I can't think of inspiration after it happened. So there you go. I also saw you posted on the bra page.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not using it. I'm like, I'm so glad because there's over 100 responses.
I just wanted to get
conversation going.
Just conversation going, yeah. And I think I'm going to start sharing from our page to the thing. Just see how long before Matt kind of is like, hey.
And you're like, hey.
you can only promote once a month. You're like, okay. We got an answer from TK. He went with Jack Pearson, who is the dad from This Is Us.
Yeah, I have not seen anything past the first episode, but...
He's a good dude. He's kind of a dick right now.
Okay. They're on season 2 or 3?
3.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can't tell you why.
That's fine.
But, like, he's a good dude. It's a real good call to... As him as a... goodness.
I'm getting choked up there.
Yeah, right?
Thanks, TK.
Him for a dad. The hetero life mate went with Dan Connor from Roseanne, which is... He was very popular in the prog group.
Yeah.
Very popular.
He was the one part I remember of really liking Roseanne, because he was kind of tamer.
He's down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amanda went with Chief Hopper from Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, is he a dad?
I don't remember being a dad. He's kind of the foster dad?
Yeah. But
I haven't seen season 2, so I don't know.
It was.
You can spoil it. Doesn't matter to me.
Well, I mean, season 2, he... Yeah, it's...
He has a dad?
Well, no, he... I mean, basically adopts 11.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, is he a dad? And I was like, well, he does basically adopt her. So, yeah, he is a dad. Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
There were a lot of, like, Red Foremans came along from the 70s show.
Oh, okay.
Al Bundy, which I'm like... Dude, I love Al Bundy, but he's a horrible dad. Yeah. He is a horrible dad.
He's pretty freaking terrible.
I kind of wanted to go with the dude from Game of Thrones that burned his daughter.
Stannis the Manis.
Yes, there we go.
What am I doing with all my Stannis the Manis shirts? That was the best. He had a stone heart.
Yeah, no, but I think I'm actually going to join with Dan Connor. Like, I really loved... He was at that point where, like, I kind of grew up in a single family home, and so I didn't have a father figure, and mm-hmm. he was somebody that was like, hey, you can be a father figure, and especially there are parts where he takes in David, who is Darlene's boyfriend at one point, and like, he cared, and, you know, unlike Roseanne, he didn't have to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
He actually cared. But yeah, I think Dan Connor was going to be my choice on that. What about you, buddy?
Fuck, I just lost it. I lost his name.
Stan Marsh?
No, it's not Stan. It's not Stan Marsh. God, Stan Marsh is terrible. No, I originally was going to go with with Al Bundy. Not Ted Bundy. There's a big difference. Because Al Bundy's terrible. But, shit. Family Matters.
Oh my God,
I can't remember his name, and it's killing me now.
Winslow.
Yes.
There we go.
I love the fuck out of Family Matters, and it was mainly because of Steve Urkel. Okay. Because it was something I could, for some reason, I could relate to.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, he's terrible, but I loved it. Anyways, I don't know. For some reason, I always had better memories of Winslow as being a good father, as like kind of like having to battle. Like, I was thinking about him. He wasn't a great dad.
Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow. Thank you.
I was like, what was his first name?
It's sad because every time I watch freaking like Die Hard, I always remember him as Carl, and I. But yes, anyways, I really had better memories of Family Matters. It wasn't the greatest. He wasn't the greatest dad, but for some reason,
no, he was
it clicked
a good
with
dad.
Me. Also, because he was trying to like, shit, wasn't he a cop too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was him as Carl. But he was always trying to balance life and work, and always trying to make sure he focuses on his kids. And I always reminded my parents who had to like basically look like they were fucking superheroes with all the shit they balanced. So yeah, I really liked him, although obviously I forgot the fucking name. But yeah. That was mine.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's something that maybe because we don't watch a lot of TV now, but there aren't, I don't feel as many good parent figures on TV. There are a few, and granted, I don't watch a lot of family TV.
Yeah, yeah.
So I may be missing out on, because it's like the only sort of family show I watch right now is This Is Us, like...
I literally tried to think about all the stuff that happened recently, and I was like, I am picking Ted Mosby. He can go suck a dick.
Dude, Ted's the worst fucking everything.
He's pretty freaking terrible.
He's the worst everything. Marshall, maybe? Marshall's pretty good.
Marshall's sweet.
But
he's dumb, but he's sweet.
All right, so for this week's pod question, I want to know, what game that is in your backlog do you want to finish this year the most? Everybody has a backlog.
Yeah.
What game that you have in your backlog... So not, and you don't even have to own it yet, I guess.
But a game
but I
that you kind of
want it to be in your backlog, so something that you have purchased,
you've actually spent the money on.
Yeah, and it's just kind of sitting there. So send us your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SprickandZayGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on Spotify.
Making Mondays great again.
Why did I say Spotify? What?
Making Mondays great again.
Oh my. Because that's going to be... I'll have a case of the Mondays, and it'll be in Disneyland.
It'll be in not Disneyland.
Not in Spotify, but it'll be on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, and on iTunes. I keep wanting to say Spotify. I'm going to get that figured out. Dude, I can't wait for Disneyland. I'm ridiculously excited. I'm actually almost more excited to have Jackie there with me because she hasn't been way longer. It's only been like 3 years for me.
Just wait. Oh. My daughter's going, and it's...
Yeah. I'm aware.
Dude.
I like how shit you're like,
dude,
your ovaries are gonna explode. You're gonna be pregnant in like thoughts, and you're like she's like, nope, can't afford it, and you're like, good luck.
It doesn't matter.
Good luck.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Those ovaries, like, if she wants to touch you for any point for the next like week, be like, no. Or double wrap that thing, because...
No, that makes it worse. Didn't you ever go through sex ed? Friction is not your friend. Well, sometimes friction's your friend.
Lube.
Yeah.
Lube exists.
Yeah, yeah, but not between...
All right, we're going to go with this. You listen to episode 295 of Sprank and Say Geek. So I'm Sprank and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. Lube exists.
I mean, it does.
'Cause I'm so sweet.
Are you actually going to try and edit that portion out?
Maybe not. Welcome to live podcasting. Yeah,
we'll see if he decides to edit something more. He's like, he's not going to edit it.
No.